This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's all about the veterans this hour on What's on Your Mind. So if there are any veteran celebrations, commemorations, things that are happening in your town, let us know so folks know about them today, okay? Let's do that. Anything on your mind? We've been going a little back and forth here on whether or not the veterans boycott of the NFL. It's actually a boycott of the NFL on behalf of veterans in honor of veterans day on Saturday and the weekend that is happening, whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. Todd is on one side of the debate. I'm on the other. A texter here says, Todd, as a combat veteran of the U.S. Army, I have to say I don't appreciate the disrespect of our flag and our great country's history by a few ill-educated NFL players. I believe they're using a stage that is not theirs to push a hateful and divisive agenda. What they do on their own time is none of my business. That being said, I believe that boycotting the NFL is also not hurting the idiots disrespecting the flag and the people who have fought to protect it and its country. Rather, it's hurting the bystanders. Yes, the advertising may suffer, but they have deeper pockets than the concessions person. So Todd has one in his camp, one that's joined him. Another texter says, boycott the NFL, won't solve the problem, don't bend to their level. A strict rule put in tact, like at any job, would solve this childish garbage. No kidding. No kidding it would. Looks like Jerry Jones is mad about it, too. And take on Roger Goodell. It's a good thing. So Jim the flagpole guy last hour said he had a pair of tickets for this weekend's NDSU Bison game. And he wanted to have a veteran and a guest join him at that event. So we're going to go with the honor system today. If you are a veteran, you can call or text. And what number are we going to do, Todd? What number, either call or text, will win these tickets?
Well, since you get the tickets, why don't you, let's do your number. I mean, I don't care. Doesn't matter, but
we'll go with 20th. We'll do this 20th. Pretty quick. Yeah, we'll go 20. How about that?
Perfect. Do it.
All right. And you can either call or text, and Nolan, our fine producer, he'll keep track of the calls and the text to make sure we select the right winner, okay? You call us at 800-228-0550. You email us. Actually, I didn't say emails, but I just said text or call. So text 226-8503 for Todd, 367-2054 for me, or call us at 800-228-0550. And thank Jim the flagpole guy. Buy your flags from this man. Buy your flagpoles from this man. He's a good one. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Giving out the tickets today. Okay. Let's get to some calls here on the program. John in Bismarck. Hello, what's on your mind?
I was just calling about that. I can just call back later on.
No, you can call. I'm sorry, you're calling about what, John?
I'm calling about the protests on the NFL.
Yeah, give me your thoughts. Lay it on me.
Well, I'm a 90s baby, and I guess when I was growing up in school, we had to stand up and say our Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, that kind of got kicked out of the school, and I don't really remember quite the outcry on that. My generation's getting older and playing football. So, I mean, I'm totally against. I'm a very heavily militarized family I got, and I'm in more protest. I think they shouldn't have any leg to stand on whatsoever, but I don't see how it's justified to give them such hell over what they're doing when we were allowed to take all our patronage out of school growing up, developing, learning. And I guess maybe you can clarify some of that. I was pretty young when all that was going on. I don't know so much what was going on. You were doing radio back then, so what can you tell me? on
what
that.
What can I tell you about what? About what happened in schools?
Well, no, just the outcry of it. Was there this much national outcry over them pulling the our Pledge of Allegiance from schools as compared to...
Yeah, I think it didn't happen on as big a national stage. I think there was outcry individually when it was, revealed at various schools and in classrooms and whatnot. But it just this is such. I mean, the NFL is a big enough deal. It's a big part of a lot of the millions of Americans' weekends. That when this starts happening, it has a larger focus. So I don't think it's any more or any less of an outrage. It just is on a bigger stage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm protesting along with everybody else, but how do you justify one or the other when you let one slide, but now that generation's older in football now, they lost that going through school. They didn't have to stand up and make their Pledge of Allegiance. They didn't grow up with the patronage that everybody else had to.
It's true. It's part of the problem. I mean, you're onto something there, John. I think you are. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. By the way, when you text for your shot at the NDSU football tickets this weekend for veterans, just put your name in there, okay? Just put NDSU ticks and your name, and we'll know that you're calling as a vet, okay? Mike on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got two things. One was they didn't get in on that AR gun issue that I think 2 years in.
Okay.
People look at the popularity of, I guess, any platform, rifle, carbine, or pistol that does follow our service members for popularity because they've been trained on that platform. And second thing is make the NFL great again, Jerry Jones for commissioner.
They got to do something different, don't they? Hopefully hopefully that's what will come out of this, at some point, a recognition that there's just very poor leadership at the NFL. Very poor leadership. Good points, Mike. Thank you very much. Melissa in Grand Fortune, next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I support boycotting the NFL for the Veterans Day event. I think it's been very disrespectful how they've treated the flag and in turn the vets. And I agree with the guy that said it needs to come from the top down. There should be a rule of employment. But an aside is when I go to hockey games at UND and they announce the seats for Soldier, the stadium is packed with capacity of whatever it is, 14,000, 15,000, and everyone stands up and claps and cheers. And some people salute. And it's just such a disparity between what you see there and what you see at the NFL.
So true. It's great. I absolutely love it. Going up there this weekend again. And it's one of our favorite parts of the weekend. And, you know, everybody stands, so you can't tell where the veteran is. They see him on the big screen, but you always try to look and see where they're sitting.
Right.
But everybody's into it. You're absolutely right. And it is quite the contrast. Are you a veteran, Melissa?
I am not, but I can tell you that when I go to the hockey games, that's one of the things I look forward to the most is to honor the vet. So I just think it's so great that they do that.
Yeah, it sure is. You're absolutely right.
And
Thank you.
I wish more teams and more sports would start doing the same thing.
Fantastic. Thanks for the call, Melissa. Appreciate it very much. Kelly in Williston, are you a vet, Kelly?
No, I wish I was, but I was injured when I was a kid. I had a bad back injury. I wasn't allowed to join, but... I just wanted to say this is all designed and whatever to separate our society, to divide us. It's got to stop. I don't care how we got to do it, whether it's boycotting, whatever it takes to do it. It's our freedom that's at stake. And I just have to say that the no disrespect to Utah, but the guys who took their last breath, bled their last drop of blood on the field, didn't care about their paycheck. So I don't really care about the paycheck of the other people that are willing to participate in destroying our country. I could care less. I just wanted to put that in.
Yeah, interesting perspective on that, too. Thanks, Kelly. Love your thoughts on this, folks. Texter says, Breckenridge Public School does a great program for Veterans Day. They'll host it tomorrow morning, starts at 9:30. Fantastic. How many schools do that? All of them should. I always get a kick out of, you know, the day off for Veterans Day. Why? The day off for Memorial Day. Why? How about actually curriculum the entire day related to our veterans? Related stories about those that died serving this great country. Mark in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
A couple of shows that are out about two veterans from North Dakota. Thank you for your service. Is that, excuse me, at the big screens right now in Minot? I don't know where else. That's based on, I believe it's a Glenburn, North Dakota soldier. And the troubles they go through after they come back from war. Unbelievable. Another show on National Geographic started Tuesday and will be again on this coming Tuesday, The Long Road Home. And that's a true story. And there's a Minot, North Dakota soldier there that's actually a tank, the lead tank driver there. But
it's thank you for mentioning both. Thank you for mentioning both. And the last one you mentioned again is what?
The Long Road Home on National Geographic. It's a series that'll be again on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. The second part will be.
All right, check it out. The other one at theaters. Thank you for your service. And we've actually been trying to book somebody to talk about that one. But both great suggestions to honor vets. More coming
you
up.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hanlon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family helping America fuel better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, are you looking to influence the direction of your industry and have a voice in how your soybean checkup dollars are invested? Consider serving as a district representative on the North Dakota Soybean Council Board of Directors. Simply nominate yourself or someone in your county with a passion to serve the soybean industry. Requirements include attending 4 2-day meetings in Fargo and serving on one of 4 council committees. Not ready for board service? Consider serving as a county representative. In late December, nomination forms will be sent to soybean farmers in Cass, Stutzman, Lemoore, and Dickey counties, as well as to farmers in a 13-county area of northwestern North Dakota. Have questions or would like more information? Call me, Diana Biedelsbacher, at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Of calls and some texts as well, and we quickly got to that 20 number, and Kurt is the lucky winner. Kurt, are you there?
Yes, I am. You got to be kidding.
You are the lucky winner of a pair of NDSU Bison tickets for this weekend, courtesy of Jim the Flagpole Guy. What do you think of that?
Ooh, go Bison!
Where are you from, Kurt?
I live here in Fargo.
All right, you live in Fargo. Sounds good. You won't have too far of a drive. And you're a veteran, I understand, so we thank you for your service. Which branch of the military did you serve in?
Army.
In the Army?
Yes.
All right. Do all the tough stuff, right?
Yeah, we were the grunts.
Just grind it out. Get her done.
Get her done.
That's fantastic. Well, Kurt, hang on a moment here. We're going to get you... We'll get to your telephone number so we can link you up with Jim, the flagpole guy. He's going to leave the tickets for you at will call, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet. So, Manny, if you could just get Kurt's full name and then his telephone number, and we will link him up with Jim, the flagpole guy, and take care of some vets. By the way, tomorrow for Veterans Day, I'll be at the Village Inn in Fargo, 25th and 32nd Avenue South. And we're going to be there broadcasting live. We have veterans joining us on the program. And the veterans that join us at Village Inn during the show receive free pie. Life's better with pie. And then on Veterans Day, Saturday, all of the Village Inn locations from Minot, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead will also be giving VIB, Village Inn breakfast, free to veterans. So kind of a nice thing that's happening at Village Inn. We'll kick that off tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. All right, back to your calls in a minute. Kurt in Moorhead, Jeff in Williston, Jack in Gillette, Wyoming, and Wes in Bismarck. But first, let's talk to CJ. Dak Diesel, one of our fine new sponsors on What's On Your Mind. CJ, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. Welcome you as a sponsor of the program. Actually, CJ called one day or sent a text, I forget, and said, hey, how do I advertise on the program? We called him a few seconds later and put him on the radio, and just from that, he had a few new customers phone him up, so he decided it might be a good idea to be an advertiser right here on What's On Your Mind. So we appreciate you joining us, CJ.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. You know, it's something, your show is something I've listened to for a long time, and I've always loved, you know, your live feeds or even you just talking, you know, about, you know, High Plains Apache, and then, you know, you always talk about Polar, and I thought, you know what, you might actually fit in with my business perfectly, so.
Well, that's great, and your business, Dak Diesel, is a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in yep. diesel vehicles, so our audience today, we want to ask, okay, when's the last time, if you have a diesel vehicle, that it was serviced? And if you can't remember, you better give CJ a call because they're the experts, and that maintenance pays big dividends. You found that for your customers where you do the work, you maintain these vehicles, and then you don't see them again, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, my customers are very happy with, you know, the work that I do because they bring it to me. And it's one of these things, as long as the maintenance is done and is done right, you don't have these big repairs. You know, if you get on my Facebook page, I got a classic example of somebody not taking care of their maintenance like they should. And it ended up costing them almost a $4,000 fuel system. That was on a 2002 Duramax. You know, so it's one of these things. You might spend a little bit more on filters just because you're changing them more often, or even high quality filters. But the thing about it is, if you go and break that down over time, it's still cheaper than $4,000, and $80 every 6 months is way easier to swallow than $4,000 all the way, you know, at one time. So,
how does that go? An ounce of prevention is worth a
yes.
Yeah, exactly, right. So remember that.
Yep.
You reach out today, you prevent major problems down the road with that diesel vehicle, and they can help. 701-258-5011, or where do we find you on the website?
Yep, it's dakdiesel.com, and I also, like I said, have a Facebook page. I'm usually adding pictures of, you know, the projects that I have, you know, every couple days. So, you know, it's just kind of keep people updated on what I do and what I'm doing, and they can kind of see, you know, different things, you know, that I run into. So,
sounds great. CJ, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks a bunch.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Check it out online at dakdiesel.com or call them and schedule an appointment, 701-258-5011, for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle. South Dakota listener says, God bless America, and most importantly, thank you, and God bless all of our veterans. Well, thanks for that. Here is a listener who says, pancake and sausage in Center North Dakota with legions. Proceeds go to the vets organizations. All right. I assume that's Veterans Day, but we're asking for anybody that has anything on plan for Veterans Day to let us know. But whatever day, you know, the Breckenridge told us they have an event tomorrow morning at 9:30, so some things in the schools maybe tomorrow, but most of these on Veterans Day. So let us know when it's happening. Oh, Sunday. Okay, it's happening on Sunday. They just texted it back. Pancake and sausage, Center, North Dakota with legions. Proceeds go to the vets organization on Sunday. So we'll see you in Center. Good stuff. All right, back to the phones here. Jeff in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I have to call in today. Tomorrow, November 10th, is the 242nd birthday of the United States Marine Corps, and I would like to wish all my brothers and sisters out there a happy birthday. And then also tomorrow night here in Williston, both at American Legion and, of course, down at the Midway Lounge where Marines are going to get together and have a few toasts for our brothers and sisters that didn't make it back. And so, and also, part of this flag issue, the way I feel about it personally is if you didn't risk your life come home in a coffin, flag draped coffin, I don't think you should disrespect the flag. And as far as I'm concerned, this Marine has no use for the NFL. That's just my personal beliefs, and that's the way I feel about it. And thank you for the opportunity to be on the radio today, Scott.
Thank you for your comments, Jeff. Appreciate your heartfelt concern for our veterans in this country. Wes in Bismarck, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for putting me on. I am a veteran. I'm an Air Force veteran. And the NFL issue, as far as I'm concerned, probably 99% of all of our NFL football players have probably never even talked with a veteran that has TBI, which is traumatic brain injury, or PTSD. And my wife and I do help and work with and talk with people that are and have been in the military. And the NFL players, if they'd ever talk to somebody that's got a veteran that's got TBI or PTSD, maybe they would change their mind a little bit and start to respect our flag, our country, and also our folks that run the special forces, et cetera. So,
oh, incredible.
Please, I respect any veteran. Thank
great
you.
Points, Wes. Great points. Thanks for the call, and God bless you for doing what you do with your wife. That's wonderful. Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help in an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great. We need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3. You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've talked a lot about veterans today on the program and how to best honor them. But there's nothing like talking to veterans and hearing the stories firsthand. And in a moment, we get a chance to do that today with someone that was a part of the Forgotten War, as the Korean War is sometimes called. Someone that stayed silent about his own story for 60-some years. After living through a horrific experience, bottling it up in that memory, and then deciding to speak out about it. So we have a treat for you today on the program. Stay tuned. We'll be tackling that in just moments. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. Pipers Auction and Realty. Busy place these days. They do land auctions. They do machinery auctions. And they are getting a lot of attention with the dollars they're bringing at equipment auctions. I mean, they're known for their land auctions, but don't forget that for equipment auctions as well, mainly because they can show you examples where the prices they are bringing are very significant. If you go to Pipers.com, you can get all the listings. They also have a great catalog that's now out last month or so. Call them. They'll send you one, 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. An auction this afternoon, 1 o'clock Mountain in Slope County. That'll be actually taking place at Piper's Auction and Realty. And then in Bowman this afternoon at 5 Mountain, a free Midwest Farm Land Seminar. So that'll be good. Andy and Jim and the crew, they're putting that one on today. And then coming up on Tuesday, Clay County, Minnesota, land auction of 320 acres. There's just a few of the things on the calendar. Check it all out at Pipers.com or, again, call 877-700-4099. Let me introduce our guest, who's written a book called Hilltop Doc, A Marine Corpsman Fighting Through the Mud and the Blood of the Korean War. Saw some of the worst of the Korean War's carnage and the best of its humanity. In this book, he gives a gripping description that brings to life the war between the Chinese Army and the U.S. Marines as they battled to take the high ground. Anguish, frustration, terror, all endured by the Marines on the hillsides of Korea. And the story of how the troops fought with valor under adverse conditions and against massive Chinese forces. Leonard Adrian, 90-year-old Korean War veteran and author of this book, Hilltop Doc, joins us now. Thank you for your service, Leonard.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for telling your story. I understand that this is something that you broke your silence on after a six-decade effort to not talk about it. What prompted you to talk about it?
What happened was I facilitate a memoir class at something called Lifelong Learning at Washington University in St. Louis. And a friend of mine knew I had been in Korea, but we hadn't talked about it, and he was facilitating a class on the memoir. And he asked me if I would come to his class for about 20 minutes and answer some questions because he couldn't find anybody else that had actually been in the middle of the Korean War. I went there. The class bombarded me with questions, and the 20 minutes morphed into an hour, and then another hour, and another hour over multiple weeks. And I discovered something amazing to me, and that was that my memory of what happened all those years ago was vivid, crisp, clear. And then the faculty at Washington U said, you got to write some of it down. And I did. I shared it with my class. And the co-facilitator of my class said, you got to make a book. And I didn't want to write a book. And I said, this is not a book. And then they insisted. And I thought about it. And I said, would want to read a book about a war that was mostly forgotten 65 years ago, written by and seen through the eyes of a low-ranked, third-class petty officer, corpsman of the Marines. And then I thought about, why would anybody want to read a book written by a 90-year-old relic of the past? But then I remembered Gary and Sergeant Jimmy and Big Mike and Sammy and what happened to them in vivid detail. And I remembered the first Marine that called for a corpsman on the hillside during an assault and what happened there. And I said, it is for those people that I must write the book.
Indeed. And I, you know, the average American today going about their daily lives benefits so much from what veterans did, but cannot possibly comprehend what it took to protect and defend this country. And your book brings them right there. What do you want us to know about what you saw, what you lived?
Maybe the best thing I can do is tell you about Gary and the others that I wrote the book for. Gary trained with me at Camp Pendleton, my bunkmate on the long sea journey over to Tucson from San Diego. I was sitting on on that boat. He showed me pictures of his Harley that he was going to buy when he got home from the war. A Harley that was not to be. And I was in the battalion aid tent when they brought a body in this place all massacred by the blood of the explosion that he was involved in. I helped the doctor treat him, took him to the copter. The doctor said he had to get to the hospital ship. I saw the copter take off. And the next day I found out that the man we were treating was my best friend, Gary, and I didn't even recognize him. I remembered Sergeant Jimmy and how he took the 7,000-mile journey home in a wooden box, flag-draped. I remembered Big Mike, who had a Bronze Star and two Purple Hearts from his time in Iwo Jima, and how we were on the hillside together during an assault. I was with him, his BAR guy, and his fire team, and a grenade landed at our feet. And with his quick instincts, he grabbed that grenade, threw it into a gully, it exploded, the whole hill vibrated. He had saved all of us. And 2 hours later, he was cut down on the same hill. Very, very traumatic and sad event for me, of course, and for many others that he had helped. And my fellow corpsman, Sammy, who was on the top of the hill with me, and we were going around around examining the Chinese soldiers who had been fallen, and we were looking to see if they were injured and we could help them, or whether they were already dead. And he was about 20 feet in front of me. He was bending over a Chinese soldier to turn him over. He reached under him. There was a bright flash, an explosion. He was a victim of a Chinese booby trap, and he was blown apart. And that was the end of poor Sammy. And when I went up the hill on the first day in my first assault on the hill, I heard Corman. I ran to where the sound came from. I found the corporal sitting in the mud with a dazed look on his face next to a Marine who was face down in the muck. The corporal helped me, and he turned him over, and right away I could see from the blank stare of death that I was too late. All I could do for him was wipe the mud off his face, wipe the black, clotted blood off his face, and close his eyelids for the last time. And that was typical of what was happening on those hills as the Marines took a hill, lost a hill, took another hill, lost a hill, had to go back up and down the same hill several times with great amounts of casualties and a terrible amount of blood.
Yeah, you really get a sense of the challenges of those hilltops, those valleys, the hillsides, the rugged terrain of Korea. That really, I mean, obviously, war is tough enough, but to have a war in that terrain against the Chinese, these firefights and that carnage were as much a result of that terrain as anything, right?
Well, it's very rough, and that's where it was at the 38th parallel, where the battle was when I was there. And the weather was the other factor, because the Korean winter is very, very severe. Temperatures often plunge below zero. A lot of snow, a lot of ice, a lot of sleet, and a constant mist in the air, almost an icy mist. And, of course, going up a hill under those conditions, with you slip and you slide and you had to get firm in order to make the next few steps up the hill. And the Chinese are on the top of the hill, and they're showering us down with mortars and artillery when they could. And then they're shooting their burp guns at us, and their machine guns were embanked just below the top of the hill. We had to overcome that every time we went up the hill to take the high ground, and of course suffered a lot of casualties.
Why was the Korean War the forgotten war? And did that you know contribute to you remaining silent as long as you did?
It was a forgotten war, in my opinion, because despite the fact that 36,000 American servicemen and women died there in 37 months, and 103,000 were wounded, and 7,799 are still listed as missing in action, despite that, the Korean War was kind of squeezed in between World War II and the very controversial and tragic Vietnam War, which went on for 19 years. And the Korean War started at the 38th parallel. It ended at the 38th parallel. And the perception in America was it didn't go anywhere. It didn't accomplish anything. I take exception to that because 50 million South Koreans live in relative prosperity and freedom today, and 25 million miserable and impoverished Koreans live in the north of South Korea, in North Korea today, under Kim Jong-un. And if we hadn't interceded in that war and saved South Korea, those 50 million would be under Kim Jong-un. And the menace he is today would be a much greater menace if he had the whole peninsula.
Absolutely. No, very good points. Hang on a second. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Just... serving. Fascinating to learn about this. Leonard Adrian, Hilltop Doc, a Marine corpsman fighting through the mud and blood of the Korean War, a 90-year-old Korean veteran with us today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Spring Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and then the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Apache, one of our fine sponsors, has been from pretty much the beginning of What's on Your Mind, and we appreciate them very much. They sell those Apache sprayers. They're the best. Businessman sprayer. Get the job done. Rugged, great resale value, great warranty, cab comfort. Lot to like in an Apache sprayer. They have new, they have used, and they have every part you could possibly imagine, not only for Apache, but for any ag application brand. Any brand sprayer, they've got it. All the parts. 50,000 plus in stock, both their Fargo and Mandan location. Online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them. Just south of Fargo, actually. Exit 60, Frontier, North Dakota, across from Walmart. across the interstate, actually, from I-29, exit 60, or in Mandan, crossing the old Bonanza. It's going to be something new soon. It's not Bonanza anymore. But
Culver's.
Is that what's going in there, Culver's? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're going to be getting Butterburgers across the place where I lose weight.
There you go.
It's going to be tough on me. But right now, yeah, they leveled the building, but the Bonanza sign is still there. At least it was the other day. So, but watch for that.
There you go. All right. Let's see. More of our conversation now. Fascinating to learn about his time in the Korean War. And after a 60-year silence, put this in a book for all of us to read called Hilltop Doc. Leonard Adrian with us for a few more minutes. I get a kick out of the fact that you were the Hilltop Doc and you were anything but, right? You had like a business degree, but all of a sudden you turned into the medic, right?
Yes, I guess that could be said.
But thank goodness you were there to do what you did and provide that comfort in so many ways. I found it also interesting that you have some good things to say about the Koreans in this and the kindness from the Koreans. Obviously, the Chinese were the enemy, right, in this case?
In this case, they were. It started with the North Korean invasion of South Korea, in June 25th, 1950, but the Chinese interceded in November of 50, and it was the Chinese with their massive amounts of armaments and their, large army that caused most of the casualties during the majority of the Korean War. And when I got there in the spring of 51, the Chinese were the ones that were fighting and holding the high ground, and we had to displace them and fight them the whole time I was there.
When did you leave?
I left in the winter of 1952. I had orders to go to a place called Maesan, which is headquarters, 1st Marine Division in the south of Korea. And I remember the day I left because it was the day it started the long period of silence. I was standing on the a rice paddy, which had been converted to a copter pad early in the morning, very cold, frigid morning with the north wind blowing the cold mist that it always did in Korea. And the copter pad in the early morning filled up with the members of my patrol, my platoon. And they came to say goodbye, and we talked, and we shook hands, and we had some hugs. And we decided that Korea was going to be put in the past. We were not going to exchange telephone numbers and addresses. We were not going to go to reunions. It was over. It was a final forever goodbye. And so that's how I left Korea. The copter, of course, picked me up. And as I looked down and I saw my members of the platoon, I was very sad because I knew that some of them would never come home. Some of them would come home without an arm, a leg, an eye, or some other injury that would impede their future. A sad, sad moment as I took off for the South.
But pretty poignant that everybody there said, you know what, we're just forgetting this ever happened, which, of course, you took to heart and ended up being silent about all of it for 60 years until that class and your book. So there were a lot of people that felt like you did. Was it just a case of what we saw was just so horrible, we just want to erase it from our memory?
Yeah, we thought that the carnage, the blood, the trauma, the dead faces of the Chinese that we killed, these are memories and visions that you don't want to carry around with you. So we thought it would be healthier for us if we could move on into the future and make a life for ourselves. And I'm talking about a bunch of guys that are 20, 21, 22, 18, 19, years old. I was old. I was 25 compared to most of the members in my platoon. And I think it was wise to say, let's forget about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That really is. And I guess it's hard to argue with the decision you made and why you did it, because you were there. You saw it. You lived it. Last quick question here. What do you make of this current standoff with North Korea and what's happening? And when you watch that, are you brought back to the reasons you were there and wonder what the future holds?
I think it's distressing, it's disturbing, it's a little bit somewhat disgusting that we have this situation. I hope
that the Chinese and maybe the Russians were in a position to intercede and convince Kim Jong-un that he's on a self-destructive course if he stays with his nuclears and his intercontinental missiles, and they can guarantee his safety. And he has said that the reason he's doing all this is because he's afraid of an attack from the South. And they can guarantee, China can guarantee him that no, they'll intercede if anybody attacks him. That would be a good trading point if you give up his nuclears and his intercontinental missiles. I think that's our best hope for a peaceful solution.
Leonard, Adrian, thank you for your service. Thanks for writing the book about this story in the Forgotten War, Hilltop Doc, by 90-year-old Leonard Adrian. Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate your service.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.